And next up on Free Radio Santa Cruz, which is what you're listening to, 101.3 FM, and of course, freakradio.org, or archived on the Huff Homeless United for Friendship and Freedom website at huffsantacruz.org under Lost Shows. Go there if you missed a show and you want to catch an old show. This is a flashback show. Unfortunately, the 22nd of February has been an extremely busy and trying day for your poor host. And he's stuck with having to stick you with a flashback. And this is a flashback to a show of 17 years ago. I can say the words, but it's hard to feel the implications. This happened in May of 2001, May 31st, actually. And at that time, there was a Board of Supervisors election coming up in June. We had a lengthy interview with Mike Schmidt, who was a strange mixture of activist, sort of, what I call him, a conservative family man. He certainly was a family man. He had many children. And he was the CEO of the Chamber of Commerce, I believe. I sometimes get that wrong. He also hosted the Homeless Working Group, which was a group that met weekly. And actually, during one election, I think it was the 2000 election, we actually had every single candidate for city council come in, and we interviewed and auditioned them, so to speak, we reviewed their policies. Schmidt himself had sort of a road to Damascus experience where he decided the sleeping ban was shameful, disgraceful, unconstitutional, unnecessary, costly, and all the things which many of us had been saying for years before that, and then kept saying for years after that, and have been saying up to now, when it seems to temporarily be in recession as far as enforcement goes. But keep your eyes on the ball, folks, because on the 28th of this month, Chief Andy Mills will be clearing, or has been delegated to clear, the San Lorenzo Park area, and then direct people to go to this smaller, more distant, by shuttle only campground out on River Street at 1220 River Street. And I'm going to be talking more about that on Sunday at a longer show, assuming that weird things don't happen and we have to substitute something else. Although I find these flashbacks interesting, and we have to do another flashback too on Sunday. It's a lot of time to fill up. Anyway, during this May 31st, 2001 show, you're going to be hearing Donna Dice of the Santa Cruz Tenants Union talking about rent control. I think she wants to get commitments from Mike Schmidt, who ran for supervisor, Board of Supervisors, against then-incumbent Marty Wormhout, and lost. We're going to also hear Terrible Tony of Wham, and also a Free Radio Santa Cruz broadcaster. He was sightless, or unsighted, but not unsightly. And then there was Doug McGrath, who was an activist who worked in close conjunction with the Homeless Issues Task Force, and also with homeless activists on the street. You're also going to hear this is the day before I went to trial, along with two other activists, Becky Johnson and Bernard Klitzner, in the famous, or perhaps little known, famous to me, but perhaps obscure to you, Coffee Klatch trial, where we were, well, you'll hear all about it if you stay for the flashback. And that's pretty much what happened, or what's going to be happening in this flashback, which I hope you enjoy if you choose to stay and listen to it. If you have comments or additions for the next show or reports from the street, you can get in touch by calling the Huff Homeless United for Friendship and Freedom line at 423-4833. So do enjoy, and here's one of those songs of social significance that sings about singing songs of social significance.
I'm tired of moon songs, of star and of June songs. They simply make me nap. And ditties romantic drive me nearly frantic. I think they're all full of pap. History history's making, nations are quaking. Why sing of stars above? For while we are waiting, Father Time's creating new things to be singing of. Sing me a song with social significance. All other tunes are taboo. I want a ditty with heat in it, appealing with feeling and meat in it. Sing me a song with social significance, or you can sing till you're blue. Let meaning shine from every line, or I won't love you. Sing me of wars and sing me of bread lines. Tell me of front page news. Sing me of strikes and last minute headlines. Sing me a song with social significance. There's nothing else that will do. It must get hot with what is what, or I won't love you.
This flashback begins kind of abruptly. I think we're actually missing a piece of the beginning of the May 31st, 2001 show. And again, all these shows are archived if you want to kind of get back into the details of what was going on in homeless activism, at least as far as I was concerned, and those who spoke on my show and those who I talked about on my show. You can go, again, as I mentioned before, to the Huff website and look under archive of the oldest shows under the name of this show, which is Bathrobes, Piers, Broadsides, as you regular listeners perhaps too well know. The flashback begins with me interviewing Michael Schmidt, who I've mentioned before, and then it continues into other folks actually calling in when we had a studio phone. And here's good news for all you listeners and possible free radio broadcasters. We have found a studio space. Yes, I know, hard to believe. We found a studio space, and I'll be announcing that more fully on the next longer show, or perhaps you'll be hearing about it through other media. It's taken us, I don't know how many months, maybe, boy, we haven't been in a space really since last summer, if I remember correctly. But in any case, it's been a while. And we'll actually be putting in a phone line again. You'll be able to make phone calls. And, of course, large donations are always appreciated if you decide you want to help out, because our free radio broadcaster membership has shrunk because folks find it really hard to make their shows at home. And well, some of us longtime pavement pounders continue to do so. But now, as it appears, we'll be able to come back into an actual studio space. So hats off to Uncle Dennis and the other free radio broadcasters who found this space or have helped negotiate us into it. And thanks to the listeners for continuing to listen in spite of our, well, at least certainly for me, the fall off in direct phone interviews, or the complete absence of direct phone interviews during showtime. That hopefully will be changing. So now let's slink back or slouch back or just go back to 2001. And May 31st, and this is part of the show that was.